Tonight we're going to talk about joy. Praise God. You ready, Paul? Okay, we're talking about joy tonight. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful, praise God, in thee. I like being happy. Praise God. I like to be happy all the time. But happy is a changeable kind of word. It comes and goes, and it's tied to our circumstances. Praise God. I am super happy when everything's going well. Praise God. Now we're talking about happiness here, that word. But when it doesn't go well, praise God, we tend to be unhappy. Joy is something completely different. Joy is not dependent upon any of my circumstances or anything that's happening around me. Amen. It is dependent on knowing Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and having a relationship and fellowship with Him. Joy is not simply an emotion. It is a byproduct of Jesus' presence in your life. That's the key. It's the byproduct of Jesus' presence in your life. Joy is linked to the person of Jesus. Joy is cheerfulness and gladness of heart. Romans 14, 17 says that the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteous peace and joy. How? In the Holy Ghost, God's presence. Amen. And Luke 17, 21 says the kingdom of God is within us. What is within us? We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. When we get saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live in our lives. He's within us. The fruit of the Spirit is in you, because the Spirit of God is in you, praise God, and joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. So that you can, praise God, the fruit of the Spirit, so that you can have joy because of His presence in your life. Jesus is unchanging, faithful, and rock solid, regardless of how wild life is becoming, especially around us now. You know, Isaiah 61:10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in the Lord. John 15:10-11, Jesus said, through obedience to His commandments, that your joy might be remain and that your joy might be full. Praise God. He wants us full of joy. But, you know, what is that? He says, your joy might remain and that your joy might be full. That's because of God's presence in our lives. Psalm 16:11 says, in thy presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. It is knowing and fellowshipping with Jesus that we have joy. 1 Peter 1:8 says, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though ye see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable. Amen. We believe in the existence of God. We have the witness of the Spirit that we are the children of God. The Spirit bears witness that we are the children of God. And we've not received the spirit of fear again to bondage, but we've received the Spirit again, amen, to adoption, praise God. Amen, that we are the children of God. And so, so having seen Him, praise God, we believe, praise God, and we rejoice with joy unspeakable. Rejoice. Rejoice, praise God, is the expression of joy. When we rejoice, praise God, it's because we have joy. Amen. Pure joy is in the Lord as both His source and object. In other words, Jesus is the objective. He's the object of our lives, the praise and everything. And He is the source of joy. Amen. Leaning into who He is. That's that fellowship. Leaning into who He is, trusting in His Word, asking for His guidance in the midst of life's craziness is how we can have joy even when it feels like life is completely at odds with us. Completely in odds with us. We can have that. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. It's a statement of deep abiding conviction and truth. When we decide to believe that Jesus is who He says He is, no matter what is happening in our lives, our perspective or our viewpoint begins to change, praise God, and true joy floods our soul. It is because of Jesus that we can rejoice, because He is, praise God, and does give us joy. Amen. He's the one that gives us joy. He's the one that, praise God, His presence. As Paul admonished us to rejoice in the Lord always, in Philippians, the fourth chapter, verse 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord, amen, always, and again I say rejoice. So he said it twice. He wanted to get a point across that we are to rejoice in the Lord. Why do we rejoice in the Lord? Because, amen, we have the joy of the Lord and His presence in our lives. Amen. And the thing of it is, we don't just have His presence that we know He's in us, praise God, but we have the joy through Him, praise God, because, amen, when we pray and we call on Him, we feel God all over us, His presence, witnesses, amen, to us. When we praise Him, amen, He inhabits the praises of His people, and we feel His presence, praise God, amen. So it's because, praise God, He gives us that joy, and He admonishes us to rejoice. Paul himself, and I like this verse, Paul himself said, I was sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. I was sorrowful, but yet always rejoicing. Praise God. And that's what the Lord's teaching me. Amen. I miss my wife. Praise God. But boy, you know, God says, you know, it's time to just rejoice in Him. It's time to, you know, enjoy the joy of the Lord. And that doesn't take away from the fact that I miss my wife, praise God, but you still have to rejoice, praise God. And so he said, you know, I was rejoicing, I was sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. He was sorrowful, amen, yet he rejoiced. 1 Thessalonians 1:6, and ye became followers of us, and in the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, receiving the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. So you can receive the word, praise God, and you're going through something, and you have a trial or affliction or whatever is going on in your life, praise God, you can, you know, you receive the word in the midst of whatever it is you're going through, praise God, and you receive that with joy of the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Spirit, amen, it's His presence that gives us that joy. Our joy is in the Lord. Our joy is in the Holy Ghost, amen, and in the Lord, and in His strength, in His presence with us, and with His help, amen. Not only we have His presence, but praise God, His presence, when we call on Him, He helps us. He manifests His presence. Yeah, you know, there's times when I've been going through what I've been going through, praise God, when I just talk to the Lord, amen, and I've poured my heart out to the Lord, and I felt the presence of the Lord stronger at times than I have in my whole life. That's how faithful God is. How much God loves us, amen. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, we receive the Holy Ghost. We receive the Holy Ghost even in the midst of affliction. Acts 5:40 through 42, Paul's going to put that up for us. Praise God. Amen. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles, notice this, and beaten them. They commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. Amen. They were beaten, praise God, but they went away rejoicing. Why? How could they rejoice? Because they had the joy of the Lord. They had the presence of Jesus in their life. Amen. And then 1 Peter 4:12 and 13, Paul's going to put that up. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. We've all been there probably. But what does it say? But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Oh, hallelujah. There's coming a day, praise God, where we're going to have exceeding, praise God, joy. Amen. When he's revealed in the glory, praise God. But until that happens, amen, we will rejoice in our as partakers of the suffering with Jesus. Amen. We're going to rejoice in the Lord. Our joy is in the Lord. Our joy is in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. In the Lord, in his strength, in his presence, and with his help. Amen. We might always not always be happy. Mm-hmm. Amen. We not always be happy with life, but we can have gladness of heart and cheerfulness no matter what life brings our way. Because our joy is in the Lord. Our joy is in the presence of the Lord. Our joy is fellowship in him and him in our lives, praise God. We can always rejoice in the Lord. Now, the thing of it is, you know, we don't rejoice because of our circumstances. We don't rejoice because something bad happens to us. We rejoice in the Lord in spite of the things that we're going through. If we're suffering or we have opposition or things that we've read about, I mean, if we're beaten or whatever, praise God, we can still rejoice in the Lord. Amen? Because we have the joy of the Lord in our lives. Praise God. Now, Proverbs 10:22 speaks of the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow. I like that scripture. Makes rich and adds no sorrow. Praise God. The enemy might, people might, and everything, but God, amen, he's not here to add sorrow to us. Praise God. He's here to bless us. Amen. We're, you know, we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. We share, amen, God our Father, we're heirs of the Father. We're joint heirs with the Son. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, praise God. And we fellowship through the Holy Spirit, praise God. And so, and then Zephaniah 3:17 suggests that God is not only mighty, I like this one, not only mighty, but will rejoice over us with joy and laughter, is joy overflowing. Oh, wow. He rejoices over us with joy, with laughter. You know, God laughs. Amen. He especially laughs at the what the enemy thinks he's doing. He laughs, praise God, because he know what the final, we all know the final outcome because of Scripture, but God, amen, really knows the final outcome, amen. But whatever we're going through and everything, I like this. He's mighty, amen, he's God, but will rejoice over us with joy, and laughter is joy overflowing. Hallelujah, that over, God wants us to be full with joy. He wants that joy of the Lord to be overflowing, amen. Hallelujah. And so, in the presence of the Lord. So, he sees us there in his presence. We must see ourselves in heavenly places in the inheritance God has given us, we must see ourselves in Christ by faith. Amen. That joy, praise God. Hallelujah. That we must see that, praise God, that He is rejoicing over us. Amen. Hallelujah. Why would He rejoice over us? Because, amen, we love Him, we're following Him, we serve Him, praise God, and He is our God and we are His people. Praise God. Anyways, Isaiah 51:11. Praise the Lord. 51:11. Therefore, I love this. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. And everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Praise God. Leave that up, Paul. That's the scripture I need. Amen. It'll flee away. Praise God. I love that. We came back into the house of God. Amen. We come with singing. We come with everlasting joy upon our head. Amen. Because of the God and His presence in our lives. That joy upon our head. They shall obtain. Amen. We come back here tonight and we're going to obtain gladness. He wants us to obtain joy tonight. And He wants sorrow and mourning to flee away. Praise God. And be set free from it. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the joy that God wants us to have, isn't it? Amen. Praise the Lord. The redeemed shall come rejoicing. The spirit of rejoicing is our heritage. Amen. Let us claim, amen, the spirit of joy and laughter by faith. Amen. Let's claim that. But also, let's practice it. Amen. Let's practice the joy of the Lord. Amen. Let's read. Amen. We have the joy. How do you practice the joy of the Lord? Rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. You got the joy. You got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit's in you. Praise God. How do you practice it? We rejoice. Amen. Because we have the joy of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. What anticipation. What we have to look forward to. Praise God. When we get to heaven, what a time it's going to be. What a celebration. All you have to do, praise the Lord, is read Revelation, the 19th chapter. Praise God. And all of us were dressed in, you know, our fine linens, praise God. And you know, the praise is going to be so loud. It's going to be like a thunder reverberating. You know, it's going to be like like the Niagara Falls. I went there, praise God. And I mean, to tell you, you know, I mean, praise God. I didn't go on the Canadian side, but I got to see it. Amen. The praise is going to be that strong. Amen. Why? Praise God. Because we're going to join with Jesus. The marriage of the Lamb. Praise God. We're going to be united with Him. And I tell you what, we're rejoicing now. We're rejoicing in faith now, in our salvation, in our relationship with Jesus, in His presence now. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when we are in the full presence of Almighty God and see Him? How exciting that's going to be. What a time of rejoicing. Like the song that we sing, won't we have a time when we get over there, when we get over yonder. Praise God, it's just going to be a time, praise God, of rejoicing in the Lord. Praise God. And there's a chorus that we sang. And boy, it says it all. Joy, 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 in my heart is ringing. Joy, 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 Jesus keeps me singing. Singing of His mighty love for me, telling how He died to set men free, filling all my heart with melody, singing joy, joy, joy. That says it all, doesn't it? Amen. Joy, 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 in my heart is ringing, presence of God in me. Joy, 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 Jesus keeps me singing, singing of His mighty love for me, telling me how He died for me to set me free. Filling all my heart with melody, singing joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah. We're singing joy, joy, joy. Praise God. Amen. Because he set us free. He died for us. But I like that. We're singing of his mighty love for me. Praise God. How can you not have joy, praise God, when you're singing about what Jesus has done and how he's touched your life, praise God, and set us free? Thank you, Jesus. Well, that's what God laid on my heart. And that's not only what God laid on my heart just to minister this evening, but God laid that on my heart, praise God, because I, praise God, you know, the morning shall flee away, the Bible says. Amen. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. Amen. In our life. And I'll always love my wife. I'll always miss my wife. But God has talked to me about the fact, okay, you know, you've got to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Amen. And always. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. I mean, we have challenges in the Word. He says, give thanks in all things, praise God, for this is the will of Christ in Christ Jesus. But he also says in another place, pray, you know, doing it always, you know, giving thanks always, you know. And so it's a challenge. But I thank God that I'm not arrived, but I'm thanking God that he has brought me to this place, praise God, because I want, and Sally would want, me to rejoice. She would want me, you know, I have the joy of the Lord, but she would want me to be rejoicing in him, praise God. And the Word tells us in Thessalonians, it says to rejoice evermore. Amen, rejoice evermore. And so, praise God. And then I was thinking about her when I was preparing for this message this afternoon. You know, I already was going over it yesterday, but this afternoon when I was going over it, you know, it came to my mind, praise the Lord, that, you know, Sally wants me to rejoice. She wants me to have the joy of the Lord. Amen. And I'm there, and I'm not like saying I've arrived, because none of us have arrived, praise God, but we are striving, praise God, to have the joy of the Lord in our lives. We're to rejoice evermore. That's what God wants us to do. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again I say rejoice. Hallelujah. And the joy of the Lord is in his presence. Amen. Sing this chorus and we'll close this evening. I love you. I love you. I love you. For what you've done for me, I'll praise you. I'll praise you. I'll praise you. For what you've done for me, yes, I love you. I love you. I love you. For what you've done for me. You know, another thing, it's a personal thing. God showed me that. You know, I can't minister to other people unless the Lord ministers to me, unless I get in the presence, praise God. And I can't spread the joy of the Lord to somebody else unless I'm rejoicing in the Lord myself. But, you know, God showed me, you know, my focus in these last days of my life, in the closing days, And I don't know how long I'm going to live. I might live to be 90. Who knows? The Lord might come tonight, you know, and rapture me out of this world. But I do know that I have made the decision that it's going to be all about Jesus and me. It's going to be all about Jesus and me and my relationship, my fellowship with Him. And then anything that's an outgrowth of that, anything that, you know, if I'm filled with the Spirit myself, it says, out of you shall flow rivers of living water. You know, if I have peace, then maybe someone else can, you know, that peace can rub off. But it's all, you know, I'm just going to depend on Him and look to Him and have it all be about Him and myself, because I'm no good to anybody else until I first have that time with God and that relationship with God and that fellowship with God. Amen. That's where I'm going to continue to have joy. Amen. Because it's because of my fellowship with Him. Amen. My relationship to Him. And that's what we want. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen. Brother John, would you close in prayer tonight?